1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Hello, everyone. Welcome to The Local Youth Worker, a podcast brought to you by Reformed Youth Ministries. I'm your host, John Parrott. This is episode number 441, and I am here with Joe Deegan. Joe, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you. And just letting our listeners know, thank you for like very last minute being willing to jump on this podcast. Joe had no clue we were going to be doing this. And maybe I reached out an hour ago.
Maybe even less than an hour.
Yeah. And look, the reason we're doing this, so at the time of this recording, the newest single for RYM Worship has just, do you say dropped or released?
Sure.
Like what's the cool lingo, Joe, since you're the musician?
You can say dropped, you can say release. I would probably just say it came out.
Okay, all right.
But drop and release are probably better terms for that.
Okay, all right. So the new single has launched itself into the atmosphere.
Yeah, that's right.
It's entitled Grace Alone. I'm looking forward to talking to Joe about this. I mean, maybe as the, yeah, at the time that this comes out, it's been out maybe a week or so. We're going to be digging into that a little bit, talking about maybe some of the behind the scenes of putting that out. But I'd like to kind of zoom out and talk about our summer conference season that's approaching, because this song Grace Alone ties into the overall theme of our conferences. So maybe just kind of start there. Maybe just, you know, how are you feeling about summer conferences? They're almost here.
I'm feeling great. It's I guess for people who don't know, I started out as the worship leader at RYM and then gradually kind of took on a few more responsibilities. Now I'm director of conferences and getting to lead a lot of things that happen at conferences along with the worship, still doing that. But I also still get to write songs and record. And I love to be able to write and record a theme song for each summer that we sing. And so our theme this summer is Grace Alone. I'm really pumped about that. I'm excited to hear all of our preachers and hear where they go with that and how they flesh out just the idea that we are saved by God's grace alone. And I think it's just the gospel at its core. And I think it's going to be a really beautiful summer of preaching and diving into God's word. So I'm excited about that. In terms of where we are in the planning process, we have 20 interns who are going to be with us this summer. We spent all fall recruiting and finding them. And we've been spending this spring doing all of our Zoom training sessions, trying to get them caught up to speed and ready to go. It's an awesome group of interns that I'm really excited about and proud of. And I'm excited to see them work. You know, right now at this stage, we have kind of moved past all of the big plans, and now we're into the weeds and we're planning all the little things. And at this point, I'm just trying to make sure I don't forget any of the little things because there are a lot of little things that go into these conferences.
Oh, yeah. I mean, any youth worker listening to this, I'm just thinking of weekend retreats that we would take or conferences. You're always just kind of going through that list of let's make sure we don't forget this or this. But just for our listeners to think of, well, multiply that times 7 conferences with thousands of people involved. There are so many plates spinning. It's insane. And I did want to go back because we might zoom into the intern kind of planning just a little bit more. But you talking about the different preachers we get to hear on this theme, that is something that's always interesting. It's like we come up with a theme, we communicate it to the main preachers, but to hear their take on all of that is just, it's always unique and a blessing and just exciting.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I think just the idea of getting to just to hear different preachers all communicate the same idea, but to hear different stories, different analogies, different illustrations, it's almost like a way of seeing the same thing, but from a lot of different angles as the summer goes on. And I think that's actually one of my favorite parts of RYM summer is getting to hear all the different preaching on the same thing.
Mm-hmm, for sure. And I mean, that says a lot of things, but it definitely speaks to the richness of God's word.
Yeah,
you can continue to just mine it and you will never reach the depths of it. And it's just, it's an awesome aspect of the summer. Before I go talking about the interns again, I forgot to mention, just a reminder to our listeners, next week, Paul David Tripp will be joining us. And this is the last week for the giveaway for his new book, New Morning Mercies for Teens. If you reach out through our socials, you can ask Paul David Tripp anything. And if we read that on air, then you get a free copy of the book. And as we said last week, we also have a way for you to call in or text us if you use the number 850-463-0796. That's 850-463-0796. You can leave a voicemail or text us a question. And again, if we read that on air, you can win a free copy of the book. So be sure to do that. This is your last week for it. Ask Paul David Tripp anything. Joe, so yeah, you were talking about the fall. You're recruiting. We get applications and you're going through all that. And it is incredibly hard because you're saying no to a lot of good people. And it's like, there's so many, it's just like, man, I wish we could have all these people. And so now you're here in the spring, you're having almost weekly meetings, right? Talking with these interns.
About every 2 weeks or so. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, we, like I said, we have 20 interns on the team, but we had 60 applications this fall, which is just, it's awesome. I love that so many people are this interested in the internship. It's also really hard to say no because we don't get bad applicants. Like, we get people who want to come and serve the Lord and spend their summer with this ministry and working hard for the kingdom. And those are all beautiful things. So we get amazing people. And ultimately, we only have so much space and people that we can work with as the interns, as the intern team. And so it's just really hard to turn that many people away. But we do have a really good team that I'm excited about and excited to see them grow this summer and to see the work that they put into the church and seeing the Lord's kingdom grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's exciting. And it's always, we say this every year, but it's like, I can't believe it's here. It's like, we're almost in summer conference season. It just, it's exciting to think about. One other thing too, before we get into the new song, those listening may or may not know, we've launched a new conference. There's one in California this year. And there's still some space in that one. We've had to get more space, which is exciting. We had to get more spaces than what we initially requested. But maybe, talk about this new conference, just the excitement there, but then also, just not to put you on the spot, but are there some spaces left? And like, if anyone's out there listening and they don't have plans, I mean, Maryland probably has some spots, then California as well. If you don't know that, no worries.
Well, I'll give a big shout out to our coworker, Margaret Shelton, right now, who really heads up the registration. And honestly, I know I'm director of conferences, but I couldn't do my job without her. And she's kind of overseeing the registration. I know off the top of my head, I think all the Florida ones are full. Mm-hmm. And I think we still have space in Maryland and California and maybe a little bit in Colorado. I'm not positive about Colorado, but I know Texas, and I think the three Floridas are full. There may be some space at Middle School Florida, the first one. But California, does have a little bit of space. But like you said, the exciting part was that we exceeded our first, hard stop that we gave ourselves. And so we requested more space. Now we have a few more openings for people to come to that conference. It's going to be at Pepperdine University on the coast of Malibu Beach. It's about as beautiful as you can get. And I'm really excited to see what RYM looks like out there.
Yeah, it is exciting. And so again, just if you're out there listening and you're still trying to finalize plans for the summer, you heard there's some spots available for some of the conferences. So I'll put a link in the show notes to that, but be sure to check it out. So, Joe, let's talk about grace alone a little bit. Maybe start with, I don't know if your process of writing a song would be just kind of letting us behind the scenes. Like, you know, I mean, what kind of drugs do you use when you're writing? You know,
I had a sinus infection and I got on steroids to help my cough and I couldn't sleep in the middle of the night. And so I got up and wrote a song that's actually on an Our Way in Worship album right now. So that's my one drug induced song, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Talk about your process, just kind of maybe specifically with this one. When did this one hit you? Do you remember where you were? And you're like, you know what? I need to capture this. Yeah. Just talk about that a little bit.
Yeah. I've learned a couple things. One is that I don't really have a process to songwriting. I know some people do, and some people have really perfected that form and write songs every day. And that's not me. I kind of only write songs every now and then. And I'll start writing a song, and if I feel like it's going somewhere, I'll keep going down that road and keep adding it and keep tweaking it until I get the finished product that I want. Like, I'll hear a lot of people say, I write 365 songs a year, and then only 10 of them are going to get used on an album. And I think my response to that is, I just don't want to waste my time finishing a song that I don't like. Mm. And so I'll start lots of songs, but if I feel like it's not going anywhere, I'll just kind of give up on it. But if I find a song that I really like where it's heading, I'll keep pushing through and keep tweaking it and keep working on the lines until I get the finished product that I want. But for this song, this is actually a helpful way for me to write songs, is to have an idea and a target theme that I'm going for. So we decided back in the early fall that our theme was going to be Grace Alone. And so I get to take that and go, all right, I can work with that. Those two words, Grace Alone, that's a perfect song title. That sounds kind of like a hook, even in a chorus. And so I can work a song around that. And then I just kind of start playing around with ideas. What are the ideas that I want to communicate? How would I phrase them? I start to get a few lines in mind, and then I just kind of go. I wish I could explain more details. Honestly, I don't. Even looking back, I don't really remember the whole process of writing the songs. Maybe I kind of go into a trance or something. I don't know. I think
you need to come up with something kind of really artsy like that, yeah. Where you're like, yeah, just get in this zone.
There is kind of a hyper focus involved to when I do kind of get sucked into writing, that once I come back out of it and look and reflect on that moment, the moment is kind of foggy to me. I can't really piece together exactly what happens in those moments, but it is easier to take a theme and write towards that theme. And so that's one of the reasons I really enjoy writing the theme songs for our summers year after year. And so I wrote this one back in the fall, was able to play it a few times at a couple of concerts and different places. And then eventually ended up recording it in January with my friend Quinn Redman when I was in Nashville. And he, you know, got some of his friends together, some musicians, and added all the tracks, and then it was done.
Hmm. Now, do you, like, I've had some writing projects before, and you're writing and you've been spending time with it, and then you kind of get to a point where you're just like, I don't even know if this is good anymore. Like, do you ever do that as a musician? And like, I'm thinking of you talking about Quinn. We've talked about him on this podcast. I mean, he's a professional musician in Nashville, knows what he's talking about. Do you get around those people that you know are very gifted and you're just like nervous of, is this even any good and how they're going to react?
Yes. Yeah. 100%. I do. Because when you, so a lot of people like to do co-writing with songs, and I'm just not very good at it. Granted, I haven't tried it very much. I'm a little scared to try it because it feels like a very vulnerable thing to do.
Sure.
I write better by myself, but the problem with that is that I don't have any feedback. I'm just trying to judge myself, like, is this any good? And so, yeah, it is nerve-wracking to take what I think is a finished product and put it in front of somebody. And thankfully, the people that I've worked with, like Quinn and other producers, have all been really gracious and kind, and I've even had moments where they're like, let's work on that chorus a little bit more. Or like, it's a bit very kind, gentle ways. But yeah, it's nerve wracking to take something that I think is good in my own head, but I have no idea how anybody else is going to receive it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, that's a very vulnerable thing, as you said. Look, I know you're needing to go. Again, Joe jumped in very last minute to do this. Maybe is there like a lyric from the song that you just want to kind of emphasize before you go, like an aspect of the song that you just really enjoyed that came together, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, I'm glad you asked that. There are moments when I'll have a line that'll kind of come to me and it'll be like, oh man, where did that come from? But the second verse to this song, I started out by saying, so the idea, the verses kind of talk about the idea that it's pride alone that causes us to do things that are anti-gospel and to live in a way that's anti-grace. And it's grace alone that actually saves us. And so the second verse starts out by saying it's pride alone that takes this gift and makes us try to pay for it. Mm. And I've found that to be true in my own walk so many times that when I think about the free gift of God's grace, the first thing I want to do is try to pay God back for it, because I want to feel like I have somehow played a part in earning this, or that I don't owe anybody anything. And I think that comes down to a pride in me that's not willing to just accept the gift and be grateful for it. And so that was a line that it was actually just a very personal part of my own struggle with accepting God's free gift of grace and being able to live in that. But then the next line is that it's grace alone that meets us in the poverty and the debt of sin and pays the price that we could never pay. And I think that you couldn't find two more opposite things than grace and pride. And so I just wanted to kind of put those things together in the song.
Man, so glad I don't struggle in that way. But I appreciate you cheering. No, that is so good. And yeah, that's something I think that just kind of, I don't know, it really struck me that you began the song just talking about our pride. And so it was just kind of a powerful truth that resonated with me, and as you said, resonated with you and any believer it should resonate with. So Joe, thanks for putting this together. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, you know, as we're recording this, I think since it's a little bit short of a podcast, I'm just going to have the entire song play at the end of this. So if you're listening to this podcast, yeah, and you have not yet heard Grace Alone, that will be the song as this is drawing to a close, and you can hear the whole thing, and then obviously go to Spotify or Apple, whatever, wherever you get your music. Check out RYM Worship, check out this new song. And Joe, thanks for jumping in last minute. Thanks for all your effort with the conferences, but then also putting together this song for us.
Absolutely. And I'll say this too, since at the time of this recording, this is release day for the song. It's also release day for Taylor Swift's album. And I just want everybody else out there to know that I'm not scared of Taylor Swift. I'll go head to head with her.
We're coming for you, Taylor. You better watch it.
Yeah. That's right.
All right. Well, thanks again, Joe. This was fun.
Thanks, John.
It is pride alone that makes us think we don't need to be set free. We don't need anybody's help. And it is pride alone that isolates, makes us think a hero waits inside of us that we might save ourselves. There is no one righteous, no, not one who seeks the Lord. It's a gift that we've been given that we may not boast. And it is grace alone, grace alone, that will save our souls and set us free. And it is grace alone, that will bring the best of us to our knees. It's grace alone. Oh, 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 oh. It is pride alone that takes this gift and makes us try to pay for. Don't have a dollar to our names, but it is grace alone that meets us in the poverty and the debt of sin and pays the price that we could never pay. There is no one righteous, no, not one who seeks the Lord. It's a gift given that we may not boast. And it is grace alone, grace alone, that will save our souls and set us free. And it is grace. Set us free.